I had a level of awareness this morning that was different. I'm like, oh, look at the subtle way that I'm letting this bring me off my game, calm me down. And what if I just said, no, I'm going to keep my level of exquisite, my level of delight in life, my level of feeling good going on.
Welcome to the Unstoppable Woman podcast, where we explore what it means to create a truly exquisite life. I'm your host, Amira Alvarez, inviting you to be part of these intimate conversations about feminine ambition, what lies beyond traditional notions of success, and how to answer the question, what's next when you've already achieved so much? Let's dive in.
Hi, I'm Amira Alvarez. I'm the founder and CEO of The Unstoppable Woman. And today on the podcast, we are talking about unconditional happiness. Now, this is a pretty high bar to set for yourself, unconditional happiness. So first, what does it mean? It means that nothing outside of yourself and no conditions in life will affect your happiness. Like there is nothing, there's no circumstance, no event, nothing outside of yourself that is going to affect your level of happiness. So first of all, you need to look at what is your level of happiness. Now, this is something I've looked at for years. And one of the things that I've seen in myself and I've seen in many of my clients is a set point for happiness. You'll have these big highs, these big successes, these big experiences that cause you all this happiness. That's a condition outside of yourself that's causing you happiness. You go up, you feel great, and then life happens, or the big high, the dopamine hit is gone, and you come back to a set point. Maybe there's some challenge in your life. There's some big stress in your business. There's something in your personal life that causes you to dip down, and it's causing you a lot of pain and unhappiness, but then you come back to this set point. And so the first thing that I want you to look at here is, what is your set point for happiness? And is that actually where you want it to be? Or do you want to increase your set point for happiness? For years, I've been looking at this and I'm like, yeah, baby, I want to increase my set point for happiness. Like, wouldn't it feel better to be at a higher level of happiness? You could use the word contentment. You could use the word satisfaction, but I want to feel that more of the time in a greater capacity. So for years, I looked at the big things, the big conditions outside of my life that were causing me to go up and down. And I worked on myself so that I could keep a higher set point of happiness no matter what was happening. So, you know, it's easy to go up when things are great. You make the big sale, you get appointed to the board, you get the next level position, whatever it is in your career life, and you go up, and then you're like, oh, I'm coming down a little bit. So what if I didn't come down so much, right? What if I didn't go let my happiness drop from there? But still, little bit addicted to the conditions outside of myself. So after the condition went away, could I stay at that higher level of happiness? That was the question that I would ask myself.
Hey there. I just want to take a quick moment and ask, what's the thing holding you back from your own success? The hidden shadow or saboteur potentially at play for you? And do you know how to find it? We often have that one thing keeping us from our next level. And it's not always the strategic move. It's often the internal one. I found in my own journey of success in building my exquisite life, it's what I call a core wound or loyalty pack. What's that? I share more at theunstoppablewoman.com, right on the homepage. Find out more at theunstoppablewoman.com. Now, let's get back to our episode.
Then the other side of it is, you know, if all hell is breaking loose in your life or your business, in your personal life, your professional life, and you just want to throw a fit, you want to get angry, you want to blame someone, you want to go into victim, you want to complain, you want to be frustrated, you want to go into I'll save the day and like get all amped up, but from a place of like frustration and resentment. That is letting something outside of yourself cause you to lower your set point of happiness. So I've worked for many years on, okay, what if I could just be happy regardless? You know, this team member leaves with little notice. What if I could be happy regardless? This challenge in the business is happening. Maybe you go through a dry spell in your sales. We've all had that. If that's happening, then, you know, what if I could still be happy, right? Maybe it's in your personal life. Maybe things aren't going well in your relationship. What if you could still be happy, right? So I have had that experience for years. I've been looking at that and I've been practicing, right? This is a practice. This is not a one and done kind of thing, because there's always a higher level of happiness. Just like there's always more love, there's always more happiness. I use the adage, you know, when things were, you know, blowing up as they do, you know, I can make this as good as I want or as bad as I don't want. And deciding to make it as good as I wanted helped me get out of being conditional with my happiness. So letting the outside conditions affect my level of happiness. But this morning I had an experience that gave me a little bit more of a nuanced look at this. I woke up, so backstory here. I went out of town. I spent a great 4-day weekend with my man. It was so good. It was juicy. It was felt so connected, lit up, intimacy was off the freaking charts. Came back into business life and all good, rolling with all the things. Yes, yes, yes. Good, good, good. I have a little sniffle, feeling a little sniffly. That's not so much fun. And then waking up this morning, actually, with a full-blown cold, right? I took some cold medicine. I'm like, I got the sniffles. Between podcasts, I am blowing my nose. These are the behind the scenes, right? But I woke up this morning and I was like, oh, FDF, I have a cold. Like in every, and it was subtle. Like every time I reached for the Kleenex, I was like, oh, it's going to get worse. Or, oh, poor me. Now this was just a very subtle thread that was underneath the surface. It wasn't like a fully formed conscious thought, but I was letting this cold, this light, mild cold, start to reduce my level of happiness. So this morning, I'm noticing that I'm feeling sorry for myself. I'm feeling like, oh, today is podcast recording day and I have a cold, and how is that going to affect things? And I'm starting to negotiate in my head. Okay, well, I'm going to need to do this and I'm going to need to do that, and like bracing for the conditions and feeling a little bit less happy about how things are going. And you could justify this. You could say, well, nobody likes having a cold and you physically don't feel as good. And of course you're not going to feel as happy because you're physically unwell. And of course that's going to lower your happiness level. But what if it didn't, right? What if it didn't? What if nothing outside of yourself, or in this case, the cold is inside myself, but what if nothing had the power to reduce your level of happiness? And I think our physical well-being is a really extraordinarily challenging place for us to do this. You know, many of us have had physical challenges, serious pain, back pain or injuries or surgeries or conditions that cause us a lot of pain. And although I don't believe in gritting your teeth and sucking it up and not expressing yourself and grinning and bearing it, all of that is a suppression. I'm actually talking about something different. I'm talking about, what if you saw the condition, but you just didn't let it affect how you felt emotionally? Could you do that? And what would you need to do differently in order to do that?
Hey, Amira here. Want to know more about what keeps uber successful women from achieving everything they want in life? Find out more at theunstoppablewoman.com. Now let's get back to the episode.
Awareness, always key. One of the places that I start regularly with clients and people in general, but like I had a level of awareness this morning that was different. I'm like, oh, look at the subtle way that I'm letting this bring me off my game, calm me down. And what if I just said, no, I'm going to keep my level of exquisite, my level of delight in life, my level of feeling good going on. In order to do that, I had to be aware of these subtle little ways that I was allowing the conditions, blowing my nose, having a red nose, not feeling perky, bring me down. And also like how I was looking at the future, like I was already projecting, this day is not going to go as well as I thought it was going to go. I was like, no, not happening. That is not where we're going. We're going to see this going really well. Again, this is a small example, but that's what this is meant to be. This is meant to be a small example of the subtle ways we let outside conditions pull us off our game. And if you attend to these small conditions regularly, you won't end the day feeling exhausted or temperamental or unnourished or unsupported. You will have supported yourself throughout the whole day. And what I found was there was no need for me to feel bad. Maybe I feel physically a little stuffed up, and maybe a cold is not the same thing as, you know, back surgery or something like that. But nonetheless, we have choices. And am I going to choose in favor of myself, or am I going to choose in favor of my limitations? And which limitations are just habitual? Are you habitually conditioned to say, when I feel sick, I'm unhappy? Where did we learn that? What if you didn't have to? Okay. What if you just didn't have to? What if you could be happy regardless of everything that was going on in your life? So oftentimes people react. I'm going to call this a reaction. Oftentimes people react to a message like this and say, come on. Maybe it's, come on, lady. You can't just choose happiness. That's so Pollyannish. That's so unreasonable. There are bad things that happen. And of course, you're going to feel bad. And my response to that is, have you tried it? What if you tried it? I would encourage you to try it with whatever's coming up for you right now. Where in your day? Maybe today is like a pretty average, normal day. And there are only small things that are pulling you off your happiness game. Little things. Maybe it's the traffic or the weather or some text message, right? It's just a small little something. Could you use it as an opportunity to like not let it bother you? Not go into your habitual response to it. To have agency and choice. Your greatest power is your power to choose. So in this moment, just practice it. Choose. Okay? And see if it changes things for yourself. See if you have a reaction against it. No, I have to be this way. Like our habitual body-mind response will take us in a particular path. But what if that wasn't required? And then if it's a big thing and you're like, actually, I just went bankrupt. Isn't this worthy of being unhappy about? Well, what if it wasn't? What if you could go bankrupt? This is just an example, guys. Okay. If you could go bankrupt, that the world sees as a horrendous, bad, crazy, shameful thing. And you were just like, okay, well, I'm just going to keep going. What if you didn't have to have the conditioned response to it? What if you could be happy nonetheless? Oftentimes, this can be spiritual bypassing. I just need to acknowledge it. Like there is a place for processing your emotions. Okay. There's someone passes away. There's grief. You lose something that's important to you. There might be grief for a while that you need to process. But you could also ask yourself at some point in your processing, am I ready to be happy? And if you're ready to be happy, then how could I choose not to let this condition dampen my happiness and to choose happiness instead? With that, I'm Amira Alvarez, founder and CEO of The Unstoppable Woman. Thank you so much for listening and stay tuned for future episodes. Take care. Bye-bye.
Most ambitious women I work with already have good lives, possibly even great. But there's often this one area that is fine as is, but not yet exquisite. And yet, when we unlock that one area, they access a whole new level. I want to personally invite you to book a complimentary call with me and discover what that unlock could do for you. These calls are for women who have done at least a million or more in their business or executive career and are ready for an exquisite life inside and out. You can book our conversation at theunstoppablewoman.com/connect.